愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
今天下午一起学习的题目是省察自己。
And the topic for today is to examine oneself.
我们人活在世上。
When we live on this earth,
我们常常会对我们身边的事物跟人常常会很仔细的观察。
And we live on this earth, we will sometimes observe the people around us.
去到个地方会看这个地方的环境。
When we go to a place, we see what it's like.
认识一个新的朋友会仔细的观察他。
And when we meet a new friend, we'll observe their actions.
看看这个人值不值得交朋友。
We will see if this person is worthy to be a friend.
看看对方值不值得你的信任。
And if the other party is, has your trust.
能不能跟他做生意。
If we're able to do businesses with them.
有时候我们很仔细地观察别人。
A lot of times we examine carefully other people.
但是如果我们问一个问题。
But we have to ask a question.
你会不会很仔细地观察自己？
Do we also carefully examine ourselves?
再问一个问题。
Let's ask another question.
你到底了解自己有多少？
How much of ourselves do you understand?
有人说我从小就跟我自己在一起了。
When I was young, I was with myself all the time.
我就是我自己啊。
I am myself.
我当然了解我自己啊。
Of course, I would understand how I am.
但是你真的了解你自己吗？
But do you really understand yourself?
有时候你所了解的自己跟你配偶告诉你的不一样。
A lot of times, what you understand about yourself may differ from what your spouse tells you.
你自己觉得很好，但是你配偶也没有说你很好。
You may think yourself to be something really good, but your spouse may not think otherwise.
你觉得自己没有问题，但是别人会不会觉得你没有问题？
You think you have no problems yourself, but other people, do other people see that the same way?
我们更重要的一个问题。
And the most important question.
你看自己跟神看你，这两个是不是一样的？
How you see yourself and how God sees you, do these two views differ?
一个人最难得能够追求到的是什么？
What is something that is extremely hard to achieve?
就是真正的了解自己。
This achievement is to truly understand oneself.
今天很多人生活在苦难当中。
A lot of times we live in difficulties.
生活一大堆问题没有办法解决。
We live in a world where there's full of problems we can't solve.
明明什么都有了，但是都不快乐。
We have everything we've ever wanted, but we are still not happy.
身边的人都不喜欢他。
The people around us don't like us.
但是他就不觉得哪里有问题。
We ourselves do not think we have a problem.
因为他不了解自己。
This is because they do not understand themselves.
所以不是很快乐。
And so they are not happy.
信仰是让我们认识真神。
Faith is for us to know the true God.
认识真神很重要。
And to know the true God is important.
因为神就是生命。
Because the God we believe in is life.
但是我们认识真神之后。
But when we truly know this true God.
神要我们做一件事。
God wants us to do one thing.
就是你也要开始要真正的认识你自己。
We have to come to truly know ourselves.
我们看哥林多前书的十一章。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
二十八节。
28.
哥林多前书十一章的二十八节。
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 28.
十一章二十八节。
Chapter 11 verse 28.
人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼，喝着杯。
28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
每次圣餐礼之前，我们都会读到这一段。
Before Holy Communion, we would read this verse every time.
他说人呢，应该要自己省察自己。
Here it says, let a man examine himself.
才可以领圣餐呢。
And so that they may be worthy to partake of the Holy Communion.
那省察自己很重要。
And to examine oneself is extremely important.
因为很多时候，别人不会告诉你真正的你是什么的。
Because a lot of times people would not tell you how you really are.
因为大家都爱面子。
Because everyone wants to save face.
直接告诉你，你会很不好受。
And because if they directly tell you what's wrong with you, you may not be able to accept it.
别人告诉你不一定能够接受。
And when other people tell you what your problems are, you may not be able to accept it.
那么别人也不一定看得清楚。
And but however, other people may not see clearly as well.
但是信了主之后呢？
When we believe in the Lord,
主会给我们一个自己省察自己的能力。
The Lord will give us an ability to be able to examine ourselves.
只要你愿意去省察自己。
So that we are willing to examine ourselves.
神会帮助你更了解你真正的你。
The Lord will allow us to understand what ourselves really are.
真正了解你的一切的事情。
He will help us to understand how we really are.
我们领圣餐一年顶多领几次。
In a year, we partake in the Holy Communion maybe a few times.
但是我们省察自己呢，却是要天天做的。
But the work of examining oneself is something we must do daily.
那到底我们要在什么事情上面来省察自己呢？
And so what things should we examine ourselves in?
我们来讲几点。
Let's talk about a few points.
第一样。
The first thing.
我们要常常省察自己的动机。
First, we must examine our actions.
Motive.
Our motives.
我们的行为是由我们的动机来的。
Our actions are derived from our motives.
好，我们看诗篇一百三十九篇。
Let's turn to the Psalms chapter 139.
诗篇一百三十九篇。
Psalm chapter 139.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
诗篇一百三十九篇的二十三节。
Psalm chapter 139, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties.
看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
人看人跟神看人不一样。
How people see people and how God sees people is different.
人看人是看外表。
And when people observe other people, they see their outward appearance.
你这个人长得怎么样？好不好看？
This person good looking?
通常长得好看的人呢，比较人家会喜欢跟他讲话。
And people who are a little bit more better looking, people would like to talk to them more.
找工作比较容易。
Their job opportunities come easier.
借钱比较容易借得到。
And when they need to borrow money, they are able to do it more often.
这个是真的。这个是心理学有做过报告，你长身高长高一点了，得到同样的工作的机会会高一点。
And this is a psychological study. If you the better you look, the more opportunities will come your way.
这是人看人，神看人呢不一样。
However, how God sees people is completely different.
神看人呢，直接看到人最里面的部分。
Because when God sees people, He sees our most inner parts.
这是一个人的心。
This is the person's heart.
一个人的心很重要。
And a person's heart is very important.
一个人的心决定他的行为。
Because a person's heart will determine their actions.
他的行为要决定他的命运。
And their actions will determine their path.
这一切是从心开始的。
And so everything begins from the heart.
但是心别人看不见。
But this is the heart is something that no one can see.
只有你自己鉴察自己的时候才会摸得到。
And only when you examine yourself, you'll be able to touch your heart.
我们有时候做事情啊，别人都会看看你这个人的事情有没有做好。
And whenever we see people do things, we will look at it to see if they did it good.
我们会说哇，这个人很热心。
Sometimes we might observe someone and say this person is very fervent.
一个礼拜来教会好多次。
They come to church so many times in a week.
这个人祷告很迫切。
And when this person prays, they're so fervent in their prayer.
这个人在教会里面帮忙很多的圣工。
This person helps out in a lot of church work.
哇，这个是个好人，是个热心的人。
And we might make the observation, this is a very good person.
但是神看人呢，看得更深一点。
But when God looks at people, He looks deeper.
神不是看你做了什么事。
God doesn't look at what you do.
或者是神不是看你做得好不好，有没有搞果效。
And God doesn't look at the results of your work.
他是看了你为什么这样做。
God looks at the reason why you do this.
在神看来，你为什么这样做，比你做的好不好，或者是有什么果效更重要。
And when God looks at things, He looks at the motive in what we do things more than the results.
譬如说，我们做圣工。
For example, when we do, when we serve the Lord,
帮忙教会的工作。
When we do work in the church,
哇，我们很忙。
We are very busy.
付出了很多。
We have to sacrifice much.
别人会赞美你，会肯定你。
And people will praise us.
但是我们问一个问题。
But we have to ask a question.
为什么我要做圣工？
Why do we have to do these holy work?
做到最深里面，挖到最底，问这个问题。
And so we have to dig deep in ourselves to find the answer.
这个每个人都不一样。
And because the motives for everyone is different.
我问自己，我为什么做圣工？
You have to ask ourselves, why do we do holy work?
我是来讨神的喜欢吗？我是不是要荣耀神呢？
Am I trying to glorify the Lord?
还是我们想要做圣工当中得到某种别人的肯定？
Or is it because we need to receive praise from other people? Is that the reason why?
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
31节。
Verse 31.
哥林多前书十章的三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
十章三十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
31. Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
这里所说的就是 最纯的动机。
And here it talks about the purest motive.
如果我们信了主了，活在世上。
And if we have believed in the Lord and live on this earth,
做任何的事情,
whatever we do,
要以这个为最高的动机, 最纯的动机。
We have to use this as the standard of the purest motive.
你为什么要做这个事?
Why do we do this?
表面看,表面上来好像是为了神。
On the surface, it may seem like, oh, it's for God.
但是不是真正为了神?
But is it really for God?
如果真正为了神,
if we really do things for the Lord,
真的为了荣耀神而做的。
If we really do things for the glory of God,
你会得到神的喜欢。
Then we will, the Lord will find delight in us.
有一个姐妹，她参加诗班。
There was a sister who has joined a choir.
有一次要独唱。
She wants to sing a solo.
她练了很久。
She practiced for a long time.
到真的要献诗的时候。
And when it came time to sing,
她准备到她唱的部分。
When she started preparing for the part she needs to sing,
突然间整个喉咙好像锁住了，唱不出声音来。
And at this moment, her throat felt like it was locked. She couldn't sing.
独唱的时候唱不出来是很尴尬的。
And when you have to sing a solo and when you can't sing, it's very awkward.
大家都愣住了。
And everyone is just staring at her.
但是指挥还是没有办法停下来，还是要把整首唱完。
But the choir can't stop. They have to finish the choir piece.
接下来大家就说你还好吗？
And so everyone came to her later and asked if you're okay.
结果下来就讲话也可以讲得出来。
And when she came down from the choir, people could see that she can talk.
在唱的时候她唱不出声音。
But then when it came time for her to sing the solo, she couldn't.
她很难过。
And so she felt really, really sad.
跪在神面前祷告。
And so she knelt before the Lord and prayed.
一直在祷告里面想到底什么出了问题。
And so when in her prayer, she was asking what the problem was.
我要练那么久，要表现出来。
When I have to practice so much to perform this piece,
但是当他祷告很深入的时候,
but when she dig deep enough in her prayer,
他发觉他有一个意念,
she felt like there was a feeling.
他原来啊，他想要用他最好的歌声、最专业的歌声来得到大家的肯定。
She had a feeling that she wanted to use her profession, use her beautiful voice to show other people,
让大家看到专业的是不一样的。
And so she wanted other people to know, oh, this is what a professional singer is like.
神让她在那一天唱不出来。
And so God did not allow her to sing on that day.
因为神知道她的动机没有完全的纯。
Because God knows that her motive is not completely pure.
马上呢，在神的悔改。
And so she repented before the Lord.
所以神看人的动机。
And so when the Lord looks at the motives of men,
那我们今天在做每一件事情的时候，
and when we do daily things in this life,
我们也要问自己一个问题。
We have to ask ourselves a question.
你做这件事情的动机是什么？
What's the motive we do things?
如果为了荣耀神、爱神而做的。
If it's done for the glory of God and to love the Lord,
一定祝福你。
And the Lord will surely bless us.
就是呢，遇到困难。
Even if we encounter obstacles,
神会帮助你克服。
Then the Lord will help us overcome them.
最后事情完成了。
And so that He will help us complete the task.
神的名会得到荣耀。
And the glory of and the name of the Lord will receive glory.
如果不是为了神的荣耀做的。
But if it's not for the glory of the Lord,
是为人的荣耀做的。
If it is for the glory of men,
整个事情进行当中。
And in, throughout the whole process of our work,
可能会有很多的阻挡。
There may be many obstacles.
就算最后做成了。
Even though we succeeded in what our work is,
没有办法让神的名得到荣耀。
We are unable to glorify His name.
所以我们生活当中常常想一个问题。
So in our daily lives, we should think about this question.
我的一生是在荣耀主吗？
Is my life trying to glorify God?
我的家庭是为了荣耀主吗？
Is my family trying to seek to seek to glorify God?
我的工作是在荣耀主吗？
Is my career path glorifying the Lord?
我的侍奉是在荣耀主吗？
Is my servitude bringing glory to God?
一直在省察这个问题。
We have to continually think about this question.
第二方面我们要省察的。
And the second thing we have to examine is,
我们要常常省察自己的想法是不是合乎真理。
We have to continually examine ourselves to see if our thinking is according to the truth.
我们看诗篇的77篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 77.
诗篇的77篇。
Psalm chapter 77.
第五节。
Verse 5.
诗篇77篇的五节。
Psalm chapter 77, verse 5.
77篇第五节。
Psalm chapter 77, verse 5.
我追想古时之日，上古之年，第六节。
Verse 6.
我想起我夜间的歌曲，扪心自问，我心里也仔细省察，第七节。
7.
难道主要永远丢弃我，不再施恩吗？第八节。
8.
难道他的慈爱永远穷尽，他的应许世世会弃吗？第9。
9.
难道神忘记开恩，因发怒就止住他的慈悲吗？进度。
Verse 5. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient time. 6. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I meditate within my heart, and my spirit makes diligent search. 7. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will he be favorable no more? 8. Has his mercy ceased forever? Has his promise failed forevermore? 9. Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies?
这首诗啊，是记载一个诗人他在睡觉的时候睡不着，想了很多的问题。
And this psalm records of a psalmist who couldn't sleep, and in his distress, he was thinking of many things.
因为当时的百姓哦，受到很大的苦难。
Because during this time, the God's chosen people had a lot of difficulties.
可以说国破家亡啊。
We can say that their hometown was destroyed.
他们被掳到国外。
They were exiled to a foreign land.
他们可能在想一个问题。
So they were thinking of one question.
为什么神好像丢弃了我们？
How come it seems like the Lord has forsaken us?
难道神的慈爱没有不是永远穷尽的吗？
Isn't his love forevermore?
为什么现在他忘记了我们呢？
How has he forgotten us?
如果有神，为什么我们今天会遇到这种事呢？
And if there is a God in the world, how come we are encountering these things?
为什么恶人好像得到发达，义人要受苦呢？
How come the wicked is being prosperous and the righteous are suffering?
这个问题啊，常常会在人的心里。
And this sort of question will dwell in the hearts of men.
就好像为什么神不做事？
How come God isn't acting?
为什么神要我受苦？
How come the Lord wants us to suffer?
越想就越软弱。
And so the more we think like this, the more weaker we become.
你会想说，哎呀，神都不管了，那我还管吗？
And sometimes we'll fall into this mindset, oh, if the Lord doesn't care, why should I care?
神不帮了，我还信得下去吗？
And if the Lord doesn't help me, why should I believe in him anymore?
这个思想啊，如果用自己的想法去来一直这样想的话，你会越来越信仰会越来越软弱跟退步。
And if we use our thinking to think like this, our faith will be weaker and weaker.
因为我们看事情看法的角度很窄。
Because when we look at things in this world, we have a very narrow perspective.
当世人那么多问题出来的时候，
And so when there are so many problems in our lives,
突然间他用另外一个角度去想这个事情。
There we have to try to think about this in another perspective.
他审查自己，觉得自己这种想法不一定对的。
When we examine ourselves, we may think that this type of thinking is not correct.
第十节，
Verse 10.
我便说了，哎呀，这是我的懦弱。
Verse 10, and I said, this is my anguish.
但我要追念至高者显出右手的年代。
But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High.
他省察了很多之后，突然有一个结论。
And when this psalmist examined, he came to a conclusion.
虽然我不是很了解为什么神现在还没有出手。
I may not be able to understand how come the Lord hasn't acted yet.
这是神有神的时候啊。
But God has his time.
我想起以前上古的年代，神的恩典的手啊，大能的手怎么拯救百姓。
But here the psalmist will remember the years when in the past of the Most High God.
所以他的信心马上就回来了。
And so immediately his faith returned.
他就不会一直沉下去。
He is not sinking in this anguish.
有时候我们要小心，我们的想法如果偏了一边的时候呢，我们的信心会越来越软弱。
And a lot of times when our thinking is not correct, our faith will also be led astray.
我们不要被我们的个人的情绪啊影响我们的观念。
We should not let our own emotions to influence what is happening to us.
人都有情绪嘛。
And because humans have many emotions.
好的事情发生的时候，哇，很开心，心情很刚强。
When we are successful in something, we're very happy.
遇到困难的时候呢，我们的信心又掉下去了。
But when we encounter difficulties, we become very sad.
但是我们要省察自己的。
So this is why we have to examine ourselves.
我这个想法是合乎圣经的道理呢，还是自我自己想出来的？
Is my thinking according to the truth of the Bible, or is it from my own perspective?
所以我们一这样对比下去的时候，
然后 so when we compare it,
只会提醒你。
The Lord will remind us.
不要这样想哦。
We should not think like this.
我们要回到道理上面。
We have to return to the rightful, truthful path.
这样子才有办法让我们的信心继续的往前走。
So that our faith may be able to proceed.
这个是非常重要。
And this is very important.
所以我们要常常仰望神。
And so we have to continually think about God.
我们也看另外一个例子哦。
And let's turn to another example.
我们的想法有时候不一定合乎道理。
Sometimes our thinking may not be according to the truth.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke.
第九章。
Chapter 9.
路加福音的第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
九章的第五十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51。
九章的五十一节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 51。
耶稣被借伤生的日子将到，他就定意往耶路撒冷去。
51. Now it came to pass when the time had come for him to be received up that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
他便打发使者在他前头，他们到了撒玛利亚的一个村庄，要为他预备。
And sent messengers before his face as they went. They entered a village of Samaritans to prepare for him.
那里的人呢，不接待主耶稣。
But they did not receive him.
因为撒玛利亚人跟犹太人是没有来往的。
Because there should be no relationships between a Samaritan and a Jew.
这个时候门徒就很生气了。
And so at this time, the disciples was very angry.
五十四节。
In verse 24.
门徒当中雅各约翰看见了，就说：“主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗？”
And here, when his disciples and John saw this, they said to the Lord, "Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?"
像以利亚这样吗？
Do you want us to send down fire just as Elijah did?
他们觉得他们不接待主啊，这罪很大。
Because the disciples thought if they didn't want to receive the Lord, this is a very great sin.
耶稣来传福音，你们竟然不接受他？
When the Lord Jesus comes to preach the gospel, how come you don't want to receive him?
看了旧约的圣经啊，哇，以利亚叫火从天上降下来，把那些坏人都烧死了。
And when the disciples saw the Old Testament, they also saw Elijah commanded fire to come down.
所以他们也想主耶稣给他们这个权柄。
And so the disciples was asking for the authority to do such as well.
他们的情绪影响了他们的表现。
Because the disciples allowed their emotions to get to them.
但是他们不知道自己的心是怎么样的。
But they did not know the state of their own heart.
所以五十五节。
So in verse 55.
主耶稣转身，反而责备这两个门徒啊。
So in verse 25, the Lord Jesus turned and rebuked these disciples.
你们的心如何，你们自己都不知道。
You do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
人子来，不是要灭人的性命。
For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives.
是要救人的性命。
But to save them.
所以说看问题啊，超然的一个角度。
When the Lord Jesus looks at problems, he transcends our thinking.
别人怎么看我，接不接待我，这个根本不重要。
Because the Lord Jesus did not think it important whether they receive him or not.
我来是要救人的。
Because he has come to save the lives of men.
门徒呢不了解自己的心里面的想法。
Because the disciples, they didn't understand their thinking in their heart.
所以那么生气。
And so they were angry.
差一点呢，要杀了无辜的人。
They almost were able to kill innocent lives.
所以有时候我们要想想自己的想法。
And so a lot of times we have to examine our own thinking.
当你下一次很生气的时候。
And when we're very angry the next time.
比如说开车开到一半了，前面那个人呢，真的好像乱开了。
For example, every time we in the middle of our driving and the person the car in front of us seems to not obey traffic laws.
调润好像要调起你的怒气。
A lot of times we may enter into a state of road rage.
公司里面发生了一些事情，有员工或者是客人引起你很生气。
Or for example, in our company when our coworkers really anger us.
你真的要反应出来了。
A lot of times we want to react to this irritation.
教会里面有弟兄姐妹让你很失望。
Or are there brothers and sisters in the church that disappoint you?
让你不想再来教会了。
It makes you not want to come to church anymore.
发生一些事情让你对神的信心好像快没有了。
When something's happened, it may make your faith in the Lord weak.
这个时候先慢下来。
During these times, we should slow down.
像主耶稣所说的。
Just like the Lord has said,
你要先省察一下你的心。
To examine our own heart.
你的心是如何？你知道吗？
Do you know the state of your own heart?
为什么那么生气呢？
Do you know why you're so angry?
值得那么生气吗？
Do you think it's worth it to become this angry?
生气有用吗？
Does it help anything if you're angry?
你要帮人还是要灭人呢？
Do you want to destroy the lives of men or to save them?
你是主的门徒吗？
Are you the disciple of the Lord?
是主的门徒，你就要学习主。
And if you're the disciple of the Lord, you should learn from the Lord.
用爱来胜过这些负面的情绪。
To use love to overcome these emotions.
还是一直省察自己的时候。
And when you examine yourselves,
你会用神的话语来主导你的想法。
You will use the words of the Lord to stop your own thinking.
来带领你的想法 guide your thinking.
To guide your thinking in the correct path.
这样所有的东西都变成正面的了。
So that everything in your lives becomes positive.
连遇到负面的事都可以变成正面的事。
Even the negative things you encounter in life has a positive side towards it.
这个很有用啊。
And so this is very helpful.
再来第三样。
And the third point.
我们要省察自己的语言。
We have to examine our language.
啊，我们每天都有在讲话。
A lot of, we use our words to speak every day.
但是有时候啊，我们自己讲了什么，我们自己忘记了。
But a lot of times, whatever we speak, we forget immediately.
圣经教导我们。
But the Bible teaches us.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的29节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
以弗所书四章的29节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good and for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
一个人的心呢，你不知道。
A person's heart you may not know.
但是你听一个人的话，可以了解一个人的心。
But when you see the speech of a person, you may come to understand his heart.
那圣经叫我们要省察自己的嘴巴。
So the Bible teaches us to examine our own mouth.
然后省察的有两个方向。
And there's two different perspectives in examining our speech.
从消极的方面。
消极。
Passive.
And there's a passive examination.
不要讲那些脏话呢，内容不好的话。
So this passive examination is so that you don't speak words of cursing or swear words.
这个是会影响人的。
Because this will affect people.
我们基督徒不应该讲脏话。
As Christians, we should not swear.
在工作场所有人讲了，我们也不要讲。
Even in a working environment, even if someone else says bad words, we should not follow in their steps.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他信主之前,
before he believed in the Lord.
在工作的场所,
in a working environment.
跟很多职业的司机啊，还有搬货的工人呢在一起。
He was with a lot of professional in his industry and also coworkers.
哇，那种环境啊，每天讲脏话好像习惯了。
In that kind of environment, it's almost like a habit to them. They speak these words every day.
这样，但是后来他信了主。
But after he believed in the Lord.
哎，马上圣灵帮助他改过来。
So he changed himself.
别人问他说，哎，你是不是有问题啊？
People ask him, do you have a problem or something?
因为工作的场所啊，开口闭口都是问候别人的。
Because in a working environment, people would use their words to speak all the time.
哎，但是现在他开始信了主之后，他不讲。
And now, when he believed in the Lord, he stopped participating in these swearing.
他说我信了主了。
He told them, I have believed in the Lord.
心里有平安喜乐。
I have peace and joy in my heart.
不再需要讲那些话来表现什么。
There is no need for me to say all these words to express my feelings.
但是我们信了主，当然大部分人都不会讲脏话。
But a lot of times, most believers, they would not say bad words or swear.
但是从积极的方面，我们要怎么做呢？
But there's another perspective from a more aggressive aspect.
这是说要讲造就人的好话。
Here it tells us to speak words of edification.
叫听见的人得益处。
So that it may impart grace to the hearers.
不讲脏话是最低的要求而已。
To not say words of cursing is the lowest requirement.
但是我们有没有讲话让别人被建立起来呢？
Is our speech, are our words edifying others?
一个人如果能够在别人有需要安慰的时候安慰别人，那个人就会鼓励，这个会建立起来。
And so in a time when someone needs an encouragement, you will rise up to edify them.
所以我们要常常想。
So we must constantly think.
你的话是建立别人的信心，还是破坏别人的信心？
Are our words building up the faith of others or tearing down the faith of others?
这个要很小心啊。
And we have to be careful in this manner.
尤其是我们弟兄姐妹啊，一个礼拜来教会一次。
Especially for the brothers and sisters who come to the church once a week.
吃饭的时候啊，喝茶的时候啊，你要讲什么？
You have to examine what you speak during meal times, during tea time.
如果我们讲的是别人的软弱。
If we are speaking of other people's weaknesses.
说实在要讲软弱是可以讲很多的。
If we want to speak of other people's weaknesses, you can say a lot about this.
要讲负面的事也可以讲很多的。
If you want to speak something that is negative, it's very easy.
那听多了，信心就软弱了。
If you hear too much negativity, your faith will decrease.
但是我们跟人家在一起，尽量讲正面的。
But when we're with other people, we should speak the positive.
鼓励的话。
We should speak words of encouragement.
他的信心呢，就起来了。
And so that their faith may be built up.
所以我们想想看，我们生活当中省察一下，我的言语有没有建立别人呢？
So in our lives, we should examine, do our speech build up others?
要建立谁？
who are we building up?
第一个你要建立的，透过你的说话的，就是你的配偶。
The first person you should build up, the other person's faith is your spouse.
有些时候啊，配偶之间讲话不小心。
A lot of times, between the husband and wife, their words may not be that careful.
譬如说。
For example.
有些时候啊，太太会在别人面前啊批评她的丈夫。
Sometimes, the wife may, judge their husband in front of all others.
在别人面前数落自己的丈夫。
In the face of other people, they may humiliate their husband.
这样变成一种习惯。
And when this becomes a habit,
这样子丈夫的心里面呢，他叫自尊心的受损。
The husband's self-esteem may be hurt.
他叫缺乏了自信。
They will lack confidence.
或者是丈夫看到太太做任何事情都是在挑剔他。
Or when the husband sees the conduct of the wife, sometimes the husband will nag.
只会批评不会鼓励。
Sometimes they're only judge and not encourage.
这样夫妻的关系也不好。
So when you do this, the relationship between the husband and wife is not that good.
是讲话的技巧很重要。
So the manner in which you speak is very important.
同样的内容。
The same content.
但是你要怎么讲。
But how we speak it.
什么时候讲。
And when we speak it.
怎么的语气讲。
And in what tone we should speak.
那求神给你智慧啊。
So we must ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
不是想到就讲。
So that we may not just speak what we think.
不是觉得我觉得对的我就讲。
If we think it's right, we should speak it.
这样可能带来反效果。
And sometimes this is very counterintuitive.
有一次啊，有一个信徒啊去访问。
There was once where there was a member who went to visit.
他就看到一个家庭。
He saw a family.
看到这个家庭啊，很奇怪。
He saw this family. It was very weird.
他这个家庭里面有两姐妹很爱买东西。
There was in this family there was two sisters that like to shop a lot.
买东西是没有错的，但是如果买东西买太多了，变成病态啊，生病的那种，很可怜的。
And the act of shopping itself, there's nothing wrong with it. But when you like to shop so much, it becomes a shopping addiction.
他们去访问，打开门。
So when this member went to visitation, he opened the door of the
family. 他发觉里面的东西满出来了，进不去。
He found out that he couldn't go in because there were so many things in the house.
真的是进不去啊！打开门就是都是东西了。
Because when he opened the door, it was there were just things all over everywhere.
顶多今天是东西放在 garage 啊车库，很少说满到门口的。
A lot of times, we may just stockpile the things in our garage, but very little do we see it so full to the point of the house, to the door of the house.
这个信徒就想说，好了，我要勉励这些信徒，不要买那么多东西。
And so this member wanted to encourage this family.
买那么多东西有问题。
They wanted to tell them, oh, if you buy so much, there's going to be problems.
浪费钱。
It wastes money.
还有看你家里那么乱。
And when I see your house, it's so messy.
乱到这个样子，代表你心里也很乱。
It means that your heart is also messy as well.
他就开始讲啊。
And so he starts to keep telling them.
他想说我在讲真话啊。
He thought to himself, hey, I'm talking the truth here.
你要改啊。
So you should change.
这个讲出来有没有用，你们猜猜看。
And so after he was done, you can guess what happened to the family.
没有用。
There was no use.
他觉得说没有办法接受。
Because they were not able to accept what he said.
甚至不想来教会。
And it came to the point where they didn't even want to come to church.
虽然有时候我们要讲真话。
And a lot of times when we need to speak the truth.
我要求神给我们智慧。
We need to ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
什么时候讲。
When we should speak it.
要用什么来态度来讲。
And in what tone we should speak it in.
最适当的时候来讲。
And so we can say the right things at the right time.
讲话的目的就是为了造就人，不是为了破坏人。
And the purpose of speaking is to edify others, not to destroy them.
我们想想看我们的讲话。
So we should examine our own speech.
有没有建立别人呢？
Do we edify others?
再来，我们要省察什么？
There is one other thing we must examine.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
13章。
Chapter 13.
哥林多前书啊，对不起。
Sorry, First Corinthians.
对不起，哥林多后书十三章。
Okay, sorry. Second Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章的第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
哥林多后书十三章的第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5.
你们总要自己省察有信心没有，也要自己试验，岂不知你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
5. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
这里保罗要告诉我们要省察什么。
Here, Paul tells us what we should examine in ourselves.
就是要省察自己有信心没有。
We must examine ourselves to determine whether or not we have faith.
在英文这边翻的有点不一样。
And in the English translation, it's a little different.
他说你要检查一下自己还在这个信仰里面吗？
But here, the message is basically whether, to examine yourself to whether you are in the faith or not.
这个问题很重要。
You know, because this question is very important.
因为在末世啊，会有很多假道理或者是似是而非的道理来出现。
Because in the end times, there will be strange doctrines and heresies.
表面上都好像相信耶稣。
On the surface, may seem like they all believe in Jesus.
其实内容已经被改变了。
But in truth, the content is actually altered.
圣经早就预言了。
In the Bible, it has long prophesied.
在末世啊，会有假道理、假师傅啊，从你们中间出来的。
In the end times, there will be false doctrines, false prophets from among us.
如果从外面的进去的话，很容易分辨。
If it's false prophets from outside, it's very easy to determine.
就是外面讲的，肯定不对。
Because it is spoken by other people, of course, it's incorrect.
你不会去相信。
We will probably not be able to believe in
that. 但是如果从里面的一些人讲了。
But if it's these false prophets came from in the church,
我们中间出来的,
it comes from our congregation,
我们所认识的人出来的,
it comes from people we know.
他讲一些道理跟圣经不一样的。
They speak of a doctrine a little bit more different from the Bible.
如果你接受了,
if we accept it,
那你可能就是不在这个信仰里面。
Then it may be that you are not in the faith.
所以保罗说你要看看你自己还在这个信心里面没有。
So Paul tells us to examine yourself to as whether you're not if you're in the faith.
如果你不是那个可以被弃绝的。
He wants to see whether or not you are going to be one that's disqualified.
什么叫被弃绝呢？
What does it mean to be disqualified?
你最基本的你都不相信呢。
If you do not believe in the basics, then you are disqualified.
主耶稣基督为你受死。
That the Lord Jesus Christ has died for you.
为你复活。
He has resurrected.
如果这个你都不相信呢？
If you do not believe in such things.
信了别的东西了。
If you believe in other things.
那当然就被弃绝了。
Then you have been counted as disqualified.
所以我们在末世啊，要问自己一个问题。
So in the end times, we must ask ourselves a question.
我还在这个信仰里面吗？
Am I still in the faith?
你真正知道你信仰的内容吗？
Do you know the content of the faith?
真耶稣教会的十大信条是什么？我们熟吗？
Do you know the ten basic beliefs and doctrines in True Jesus Church.
我们的牧道者现在都要上课才可以洗礼啊。
A lot of times our true seekers in church, they must go through a class before they can be baptized.
以前洗礼都很快，你要洗就洗了。
Because in the past, if you wanted to be baptized, it was very quick. If you wanted,
现在教会发觉这样不行啊。
But now the church feel like this can't be so.
你要洗礼，要先上课。
If you want to be baptized, you must go through a class.
要考试，要面谈。
You have to go through a test, and you have to also
interview.
Interview.
要很严格。
And it's very, very strict.
连可拒绝你两三次，你还是要来洗的。我再来给你洗。
If we reject you two or three times, and you still want to be baptized,
因为你要知道自己在信什么。
Because it's very important to know the contents of your faith.
你才有办法持守住这个道理。
So that you'll be able to keep the faith.
那再来这里说要省察自己有没有信心。
And here it also tells us to examine whether or not if we have faith.
就是说我们对神你真的有信心吗？
It means to say, do we really have faith in the Lord?
我们看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书的第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第七节。
Verse 7.
五章的第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
这句话非常宝贵。
And this is a very precious saying.
小弟也真的很喜欢这句圣经。
And I really like this verse as well.
行事为人，英文就是走路，你走路凭什么的呢？
So in English, it tells us what we walk by.
啊，我们走路当然用脚嘛，几万公里的路啊，他们是用什么来走的呢？
When the Israelites, when they were in the wilderness, they walked through many, many thousands of miles. Do you know what they were walking with?
他们怎么过红海的呢?
Do you know how they crossed the Red Sea?
怎么在没有人住的地方生存了40年呢?
Do you know how they lived in a place where no one has inhabited for 40 years?
怎么在没有水的地方喝到水呢?
Do you know how they were able to obtain water in a place where no water exists?
怎么打败那些比他们还强很多的敌人呢?
And do you know how they were able to defeat the enemies that were much stronger than them?
不是靠自己。
They were not relying on themselves.
是凭着信心。
It is, they were walking by faith.
如果没有信心，一步都踏不出去。
If they did not have faith, they would not be able to walk one step in their journey.
走了40年之后，还要过约旦河。
And after 40 years of journeying, they had to cross the Jordan River.
过约旦河呢，神要求他们这一次呢，是祭司抬着约柜要先踏出去。
And when they were crossing the river Jordan, it was commanded that the priest had to be the first to take the step.
当他们的脚踩到水的时候,
and when the soles of the priest's feet touched the water,
从很远的地方亚当城那边就停下来了。
The people had to stop.
这个就叫信心。
This is called faith.
信心不是什么都弄好了，给你很完备了，很完全了，叫你请你吃了，请你进去了，才是信心。
Faith isn't something that is all ready and prepared for you and asks you to go in.
信心是你看不到出路的时候。
Faith is when you can't see a way out.
很大的困难的时候。
When you encounter a great difficulty.
在人看来不可能的时候。
When you encounter the impossibility.
但是因为相信神的应许。
And but because you believe in the Lord.
靠神，我的路可以有了走。
And you rely on the Lord, and this path becomes open.
靠神，我的问题可以解决的。
And when you rely on the Lord, your problems can be solved.
在地上你就看到天上的天国了。
And on earth, you will be able to see the heavens open.
在有困难的时候，你已经看到答案了。
And in times of difficulties, you will see the answer.
这个叫信心。
And this is faith.
如果凭着眼见给了我了，我才要，我才相信，这个永远得不到。
But if you walk by sight, if you only want it when you see it, then you'll never be able to obtain it.
所以我们今天也要常常省察自己。
And so today we must examine ourselves.
我是凭着信心生活呢，还是凭着眼见来生活？
Are we living this life by sight, or are we living it by faith?
这个有很大的差别。
And because these two different types of lives are different.
因为我们凭眼见看呢，你会一直来靠自己。
If we walk by sight, we'll continue to rely only on ourselves.
用人的想法。
We will rely on the thinking of men.
但是我们凭着信心的话。
But if we walk by faith.
一直往前走，靠着神，什么问题都可以解决。
We will continue forward, and we'll be able to solve any problems because we rely on the Lord.
我们看到很多来寻求神的弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友啊。
We see a lot of brothers and sisters and truth seekers who want to seek the Lord.
有信心的都得到神很大的恩典。
Those who have faith, they were blessed abundantly.
我们看到很多主的恩典在我们中间。
And we see a lot of the blessings of the Lord among us.
小弟在读圣经的时候。
And when I read the Bible.
前天也读到一段主耶稣跟门徒的对话。
And I read a passage of a conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples.
我们看马可福音的第八章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8.
这一段第八章的一到十节是主耶稣喂饱了四千人。
In this passage is where the 4,000 were fed.
主耶稣讲完道了，很多人肚子很饿。
When after Jesus finished speaking, a lot of people were hungry.
那主耶稣怎么讲呢？
So what did Jesus say?
八章的第二节。
Let's see Mark chapter 8, verse 2.
我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天没有的吃的了。
I have compassion on the multitude because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat.
我若打发他们饿着回家，就必在路上困乏，因为其中有从远处来的。
3. And if I send them away hungry to their own houses, they will faint on the way, for some of them have come from afar.
主耶稣看到什么？
And so what did Jesus see?
主耶稣看到有需要。
The Lord Jesus saw that there was a need.
主耶稣看到我有需要帮这些人。
There was a need for me to help these people.
这些人肚子很饿。
Because these people were hungry.
不能让他们空肚子回家。
We cannot send them away hungry.
所以主耶稣看到人的需要。
And because the Lord Jesus saw the need of men.
那门徒看到什么呢？
What did the disciples see then?
第四节。
Verse 4.
门徒就回答说了，哎呀，在这个野地啊，从哪里得饼叫这些人吃饱呢？
And so the disciples answered him in this wilderness, how can one satisfy these people with bread?
你看哦，门徒看同样的事情的角度跟主耶稣看的是不一样的。
And we see here the perspectives at how they look at the same problem was different.
主耶稣看到的是人的需要。
Lord Jesus saw that there was a need.
还有一定要解决这个问题。
And that this need must be resolved.
不可以让他们空肚子回家。
And that they cannot be sent away hungry.
门徒看到的是困难。
When how the disciples saw this problem was a problem.
就是野地啊，电都没有几个。
So how can we find bread in this wilderness?
哪里把食物拿给他们吃呢？
How can we satisfy them with bread?
但是主耶稣看到是不一样。
But when the Lord Jesus saw this problem was different.
对天父有信心。
Because Lord Jesus had faith in the Heavenly Father.
人有需要，天父一定供应。
Because when there's a need, the Heavenly Father will provide.
其实上一章啊，第六章啊，其实之前才喂饱了五千人。
And actually the previous chapter was when Jesus fed the 5,000.
门徒应该跟主耶稣讲说，哎呀，照你的方法就好了。
The disciples should have responded, oh, we can just rely on your ways.
他们忘记了。
They forgot.
所以我们要省察一下自己。
And so we must examine ourselves.
我们有没有对神的有没有信心？
Do we have faith in the Lord?
20年前。
20 years ago.
小弟第一次来多伦多。
It was my first time to Toronto.
那时候小弟还是一个年轻人啊。
At the time, I was still a teenager.
当然现在还是年轻人。都没有老的。
I am still very young.
但那时候是年轻青人。
But at the time, I was a very young teenager.
1992年我刚跟着父母移民来的时候。
In 1992, I immigrated here with my parents.
那时候18岁。
At the time, I was 18.
那暑假来参加 NYF, 那个青年的活动。
And in the summer, I attended a National Youth Fellowship.
那时候应该大家很多人都还没有移民来啊。
And at that time, there's probably a lot of you here that have not immigrated here yet.
只有小部分的人有在这边。
Only a small portion of you were here.
那时候我们听说，我们还在那个聚会的时候，还在那个 Harbour Street 那边的旧会堂。
When we were having service, we were still in our old church.
听说多伦多买了一个新的建筑物要做会堂。
And so I heard that at that time that Toronto has purchased a new place for a place.
我就很兴奋啊！哇，看新教会啊！有人说要不要去看，带你们去看看新教会以后长怎么样的。
And they told me, do you want to go see this newly bought property for our future church?
哇，那我就去了。
And so I went with them.
哇，在门口，这个是教会吗？
And so when I was at the in front of the door, I asked myself, is this a church?
是一个车库，是一个很大的 garage。
And actually, this place used to be a very big garage.
年轻人，当地的年轻人还跟我说，来，我们进去里面打篮球。
And at the time, the young teenagers there with me, they told me, let's go in to play basketball.
教会里面怎么打篮球啊？是真的篮球，不是小朋友那种。
And when we went in, I thought to myself, how come we can play basketball here at church? And it's real basketball, not the kiddie one.
原来那个时候教会啊还没有装修。
And at the time, the church was not constructed yet.
也没有两层，那个时候教会只有一层。
And at the time, there was only one level here.
柱子都很高了。
And the pillars here were still very large.
如果还没有记错的话，有一个篮球架就挂在其中一条柱子上面。
And if I remember correctly, there was a basketball net right over here.
在里面打篮球。
And we were playing basketball right here.
为什么这样呢？
And why is this?
因为买到的时候呢，要申请啊，要把它改成教会，遇到很多的困难。
And why was it like this? Because at the time when we bought this church, there was a lot of problems in purchasing the property and other things.
政府没有办法马上来批准的时候给我们盖教会。
The government was not able to help us to start constructing the church.
整个过程拖了很久。
And this whole process was very long.
但是大家弟兄姐妹一直祷告。
But the brothers and sisters kept praying.
靠着信心，神一定会带领。
And when they relied on the Lord Jesus, the Lord will help them.
没有事情是没有困难的。
There is no problem that has no difficulty.
越有意义的事情，困难越大。
The more meaningful the task we are at hand, the more problems we'll encounter.
这就是神要与我们同在。
And so we must have the Lord to abide with us.
就感谢神了。后来政府就批下来了，说，这个地方可以给你们改成教会。
And so it came time when the government responded and told us that this property can be used as a church.
这样才有办法。我们今天这个会堂用了差不多快18年了。
And this is why here we have been able to use this building for 18 years.
这是一个我们都知道的例子。
And this is a history we all are very familiar with.
所以神可以把最困难的事情帮我们解决。
And so the Lord can help us solve the hardest of all problems.
如果你人生当中遇到什么困难？
In our entire lives, if we meet up with any problems.
无论是事业上的。
Whether this be at work.
家庭里面的。
Whether this be in the home.
身体的健康。
Whether this be our physical health.
或是你的儿女。
Or our children.
只要你有信心。
If we have faith.
你不要看眼见。
to not walk by sight.
不要看眼前，哎呀，这个问题那么大，怎么办？
To not see, to not see how big the problem is.
要看神。
We have to turn our eyes to God.
凭信心，不凭眼见。
To walk by faith and not by sight.
你就可以走出恩典之路。
So that we may be able to walk the path of grace.
你凭着眼见。
So that if we walk by sight,
永远踏步出去。
We will never be able to accomplish.
永远在原地踏步。
And if we walk by sight, we'll always be at our starting point.
所以圣经说，你要省察，你是凭信心还是凭眼见。
And this is why the Bible is telling us we must walk by faith and not by sight.
圣经提醒我们要省察，你的动机是什么。
The Bible tells us we must examine what our motive is.
我要省察我的想法是不是合乎神的道。
To examine whether our thinking is according to the teachings of the Lord.
还有我的语言能不能造就人。
And to examine ourselves whether our speech can edify others.
如果天天省察。
If we examine daily.
圣灵帮助。
And with the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们一定会越来越进步。
We will improve continually.
唱诗。
That's all.